You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're going to kick things off as we always do with a sense of how the markets have been moving. I'm joined on the line by Senior Market Analyst at XNS, Terence Hove, to take a look at the market movements for the day. Good evening, Terence. Compliments of the new year to you. Lovely to catch up with you. Markets seemingly having a better day today from a local front than they have had all week. Resources absolutely marching on today. Some standout performers there. What did you make of today's moves?
Yeah, I think fairly better than what the week has been. But I think the biggest story that we're seeing also being played out in the South African rand is, you know, how markets have been spooked by yesterday evening's FOMC Fed minutes. And, you know, it's quite interesting that almost all Fed officials, you know, looked at the upside risks to the inflation outlook and mentioning that it's increased. You know, partly, you know, or mostly due to the stronger than expected readings on inflation. So I think the outlook for 2025 is what we're seeing, you know, leading up to Wednesday, you know, that expectation from the US Fed minutes, which is pretty much, you know, the sentiment driver, you know, amongst, of course, the Trump comments and assumptions and expectations that have been floating around the market.
Terence, those conversations from a Trump perspective have certainly been rocking the markets throughout this week, and we are expecting that they'll continue to do so. I mean, I believe the inauguration is, 11 days or so away for President Trump. So obviously we're going to continue to see volatility for the short term, but also probably for the next 4 to 5 years. How are you reading some of the other political things or some of the other geopolitical things happening outside of America? I see the likes of Europe also going through a bit of a weird patch as well. The likes of China still going through some things. South Africa also not immune. How are you seeing the 2025 kind of landscape shaping up?
Yeah, I think if we look at the 2024 closure, you know, economies were starting to pick up in particular in Europe, but it was dotted, you know. Germany still struggled. France had quite a lot of political unrests and, you know, that tended to play out from the fiscal. So going into 2025, I think those are going to be the key focus areas, you know, with regards to the strength of the euro area. Yes, the ECB had started the cutting cycle. Also, I think they're trying to spur up that growth because they kept rates tighter for a little longer than they should have, I think, for the euro area. So it will be interesting to see how much further they are going to cut in the euro area, especially in comparison to what the US Fed's outlook is, you know, with regards to inflation and the risk outlooks have been increased going into 2025. So, you know, that suggests a possible hold from the US Fed, and more cuts from the ECB, especially, you know, to really get the euro countries resilient. So I think we're starting to see a divergence in rates going into 2025 from central banks. You know, they're starting to diverge on their rate paths in comparison to the synchronization that we have seen in the past, 2 years or so.
Terence, I don't know if you took a look at the rand today, touching 19 rand, obviously a concerning level there. I thought we'd be closer to 17 or 16 rand at this point. What's happening from a currency perspective, and why is South Africa on the receiving end?
Yeah, I think this is really a dollar story because we're seeing, you know, rand weakness. We've seen quite, you know, a considerable drop, you know, in the commodity price, for example, in the price of gold as well. And you know, this plays to, you know, that dollar rand, you know, gold is quoted against the US dollar. So we're seeing a lot of that playing out in particular from a dollar story, you know, and again, you know, that sentiment driven by the FOMC minutes. So I think that the rand really is getting the latter end of you know, emerging market sell-off, you know, on what is then expected to remain a very resilient US dollar, as you mentioned, going to 2025 and possibly the next 5 years. So I think the rand is quite elevated, very much under pressure at the moment, and I think leading up to these 11 days, as Trump, you know, gets into office, we're going to see the rand fairly under pressure. You know, unless our own microeconomic prints, come out stronger leading up to those 11 days. But it's primarily a US dollar strength story at the moment.
Mm. Terence, when we look at the local markets, we saw that the likes of the commodities counters, or the resource counters rather, having a really good day in terms of just movement. What surprised me was the movement on Sasol. Up almost 8%, almost 9% for the day in trade. That stock's been under pressure quite a bit, and we are seeing that maybe investors at the moment might start to think that that has been a lot or too much pressure. How are you seeing that? Understanding that, of course, commodities prices haven't really moved in the favor of Sasol, but the stock has been under quite a bit of pressure since last year.
Yeah, it has been. So I mean, Sasol, if we remember, when it also had, you know, that, you know, significant drop a few years back, but it bounced back quite considerably, you know, and very strong. And it shows Sasol's exposure to, you know, the global volatility, in particular in the oil commodity. You know, that exposure is strongly seen there. But I think supporting that jump, we're seeing that, you know, the prices of oil are already, you know, on you know, a more sustained bullish run, so to speak, you know, as they head towards that $75 a barrel figure. So I think it's playing significantly on that stock price as well, you know, just how the oil prices are starting to recover. And as they continue to recover, I think that will be reflected in the Sasol performance, you know, due to that correlation.
Mm. Terence, what has you excited for the year ahead from an investment point of view? What areas are you looking at? What is of particular interest to you at the moment?
Yeah, I think rates definitely. And, you know, to that point, how they're going to be diverging in the different markets. So I think so some value might be found there. But I think at the end of, you know, as we led to the latter part of last year, we saw some strong performance in the real estate sector. So I think it will be interesting to see that resilience go in, and as hopefully the sub cuts some rates. They might not be as aggressive with rate cuts as anticipated before, but I think still as the rate cuts come in as well, that's going to give the consumer a lot more appetite. So I think that sector is got some very favorable value, including consumables as well, you know, the retail sector for consumers. So I think as consumers, that tight pressure from higher interest rates begins to lessen, we're going to see a lot more consumer expenditure. And I think those sectors that are going to draw the immediate expenditure from consumers, you know, that real estate, retail, that's going to be exciting going into 2025.
Certainly lots to look forward to. The year is going to be a very busy one, as if this week hasn't been busy enough. I think we'll leave the conversation there, Terence. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Terence Hove, Senior Market Analyst at Xness, on some of the market movements today, as well as his thoughts for the year ahead.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.